Today is Sunday, May 25th, 2026. This is your functional health briefing for Patient. In the next 6 to 8 minutes, we'll explore how standard lab testing may be missing early warning signals, why hormonal shifts affect your brain and heart just as much as your reproductive health, and what your energy levels are actually trying to tell you. You are the most important advocate for your own health. Not a lab report, not a rushed annual physical, and not a number on a scale, you. And one of the most empowering things you can do is learn to ask better questions, because the answers are often there, waiting if you know where to look. Let's start with something that might surprise you. According to Dr. Mark Hyman, speaking on The Doctor's Pharmacy, a standard annual physical typically checks somewhere between 20 and 30 biomarkers. Expanded functional medicine panels check over 110. That gap, those 80 or more additional data points, can mean years of low-grade imbalances quietly building in the background while everything appears normal on paper. Dr. Hyman shared the story of Maria Shriver, a woman who is deeply health-conscious and sees top physicians regularly, who underwent expanded testing and discovered several things her doctors had never flagged. A C-reactive protein level of 1.4, which signals low-grade inflammation in the body, slightly low iron, low vitamin D, and a mercury level of 9, just under the standard lab threshold of 10, though Dr. Hyman considers any detectable mercury worth addressing, given its known role as a neurotoxin. These weren't dramatic findings, they were subtle. And that's exactly the point. In over 30,000 people tested through Function Health, Dr. Hyman reported that 67% were deficient in key nutrients, not by optimal standards, but by standard reference ranges. More than two-thirds of people who had presumably been told their labs were fine. Building on that, Dr. Hyman has emphasized across multiple conversations that fatigue is always a symptom of something, never just a fact of aging to accept. He describes what he calls FLC syndrome, when you feel like crap, low-grade tiredness, mild brain fog, slightly disrupted sleep. These experiences are frequently dismissed, particularly in women, as just getting older. But as Dr. Hyman explains, they often have biological explanations that are genuinely correctable. Fatigue accounts for roughly 20 to 30% of all primary care visits, yet many people leave without answers. On a cellular level, think of your mitochondria, tiny structures inside nearly every cell, as your body's personal power plants. They convert food and oxygen into the actual fuel your body runs on. When those power plants are stressed by poor nutrition, environmental toxins, chronic inflammation, or disrupted sleep, your energy output drops across the board. The encouraging part? Dr. Hyman shared that many people in his week-long programs report dramatic improvements in energy within just 5 to 7 days of shifting to an anti-inflammatory, whole food diet. 5 to 7 days. That's not years of effort. That's next week. Now let's talk about hormones, because this conversation goes far beyond reproductive health. Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN, joined Dr. Hyman on The Doctor's Pharmacy to explain something that medical training often underemphasizes. Estrogen receptors exist throughout the entire body, in your brain, your heart, your bones, your muscles, joints, gut, and mood centers, which means the hormonal shifts of perimenopause, which can begin as early as the late 30s or early 40s, often years before periods stop, can affect all of those systems at once. Up to 85% of women experience significant symptoms during this transition, yet many are dismissed or undertreated. Dr. Haver recalled a phrase she actually heard during her own medical training, used informally to describe women arriving with long lists of seemingly unrelated complaints, like poor sleep, weight gain, mood disruption, and joint pain. Her message is clear and compassionate. These are physiological changes, not personal failures, and suffering through them is not inevitable. The stakes are real. According to Dr. Hyman, women lose approximately 1 to 2% of bone density per year during perimenopause and menopause, with the rate accelerating in the first 5 to 7 years after menopause, potentially totaling up to 20% of bone mass without intervention. Meanwhile, estrogen's protective effects on cardiovascular health begin to fade after menopause, which is why heart disease and stroke are the leading causes of death in women, not cancer, as many people assume. More importantly, timing matters. Current data suggests hormone therapy may offer cardiovascular protection when started within 10 years of menopause, and potential neurological protection, including a possible reduction in Alzheimer's risk when started within the first 5 to 10 years. New research published in Nature by Dr. Lisa Mosconi suggests the window may be even larger than previously understood. This is a conversation worth having with your provider proactively, not reactively. Estrogen also supports the production of serotonin, dopamine, and what researchers call BDNF, sometimes described as Miracle-Gro for the brain. It helps protect against the buildup of the protein linked to Alzheimer's plaques. And Dr. Haver cited data showing a 40% increased risk of anxiety and depression during perimenopause, suggesting that for women experiencing new onset mood changes in this phase, evaluating the hormonal picture before defaulting to antidepressants is a conversation worth having. Running through nearly everything we've covered so far is one common thread: chronic low-grade inflammation. Not the kind that causes obvious pain, but the kind that quietly undermines nearly every system over time. Dr. Hyman describes it as a central mechanism behind Alzheimer's disease, heart disease, diabetes, and cancer. One commonly overlooked driver highlighted on the Ben Greenfield Life platform is oxidized cooking oils, canola, safflower, peanut, and sunflower, particularly when heated at high temperatures. These are frequently found in restaurant food and ultra-processed packaged items. Swapping them out and shifting toward a colorful, whole food diet rich in fiber and plant compounds is one of the most practical anti-inflammatory steps you can take. Dr. Haver specifically recommends aiming for 25 additional grams of fiber per day, with benefits for cardiovascular health, blood sugar regulation, and gut health all at once. And here's one more connection that might surprise you. Dr. Eric Berg discussed a 2024 case study in which a man with classic pattern hair loss had normal fasting blood glucose but extremely high fasting insulin. He was given a single medication to address insulin resistance alone, no hair treatments whatsoever, and within 6 months, his hair returned completely. Research from the University of Virginia found that the stem cells responsible for hair growth are still alive, even in people who are completely bald. They're not gone. They're simply dormant, waiting for the right biological conditions. For those in or approaching their 70s, a few specific things are worth knowing. Three natural structural shifts occur in the heart over time: gradual stiffening of the heart muscle and valves, calcification of blood vessel walls, and changes to the heart's electrical system that make irregular heart rhythms significantly more common after age 70. The encouraging framework here is that these changes are gradual and can often be slowed with consistent healthy habits. Knowing your ApoB level, which reflects the number of harmful cholesterol particles in your blood, practicing correct home blood pressure technique, and asking your provider about a baseline echocardiogram, a non-invasive heart ultrasound, are practical starting points. Finally, your nervous system deserves a genuine wind down. A neuroscientist speaking on the Modern Wisdom podcast explained that high stimulation experiences trigger a surge of stress hormones that don't simply switch off when the experience ends. Your system needs time and the right conditions to shift from alert and activated to calm and restful. Extended exhale breathing, deliberately making your out-breath longer than your in-breath, is a simple, evidence-supported technique to begin that shift. Breathe in for a count of 4. Breathe out for a count of 6 or 8. Repeat for 2 to 3 minutes. That's it. You can do that anywhere, tonight, for free. Before we close, here's your one simple step for today. After your next meal, even if it's just dinner tonight, take a 10-minute walk. Post-meal walking helps regulate blood sugar, supports metabolism, and meaningfully counteracts the effects of prolonged sitting. It doesn't require equipment, a gym membership, or a major schedule change. Just 10 minutes, outside or inside, moving your body after you eat. As always, everything shared in this briefing is for educational purposes only and is not a substitute for personalized medical advice. Please bring any questions, especially about fatigue, mood changes, hormonal health, or heart symptoms, to your qualified healthcare provider who knows your full history. Thank you so much for spending this time with yourself today. That's your functional health briefing for Sunday, May 25th. Come back tomorrow for another update. You've got this. Take care of yourself.